Good morning. As I made note of yesterday in this space, it was National Cow Appreciation Day. Yes, I agree. I did not give a sufficient amount of appreciation to our bovine friends. It also occurs to me that there are different levels of appreciation. Cows are considered sacred in world religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, and others. There are people who choose not to eat beef or dairy or even wear leather. And in Illinois, there are a handful of rescue or sanctuary farms that have provided homes where cattle can live out their natural lives in peace.
Oh, that's nice.
My granddaughter Brooklyn is helping me out on today's report. For most of us, cattle provide meat and dairy products, pet food, and oh, so much more, such as soap and leather for all sorts of balls, basketballs, baseballs, soccer balls, even 16-inch softballs, gelatin.
Jello!
Yes, comes from the connective tissues of the beef animal. It's also used in gum and fruit snacks like
gummy bears and marshmallows.
Yes, and as a coating on film. Many medical products are made from animal byproducts, ointments for burns and first aid creams and the sticky part of bandages.
Like Band-Aids?
Yep. And anti-rejection drugs when somebody has an organ transplant and heart valves. Our buddy Orion Samuelson received heart valves from a cow and a pig. Insulin can come from cattle. Household and office products, laundry enzymes, fatty acids from cattle are added to toilet paper to make it soft, and oh, so much more than I have time to tell you. So, a day late, thank you, cows. Today is
National Mac and Cheese Day. Yum!
Thank you, Brooklyn. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.